Welcome to the Word and Spirit Podcast with Reverend Randall Greer. Before we join Reverend Greer, let me tell you about our website. RandallGreer.org is filled with information that is sure to be a blessing to you, including free downloads of MP3s, videos, Bible studies, newsletters, and other materials. That address again is www.randallgreer.org. Greer is spelled G-R-I-E-R. Now, let's go to Reverend Greer.
And of course, they laid hands on us. We're not going into the whole story, but the part is being led of the Holy Ghost. And they said, there's divine deposits being deposited in you and your wife. That's just like you deposit money in a bank. And he said, when it's time to withdraw it, it will come out. And you'll be able to take your place. And she even talked about, she said, you got it 90% right, but you got a 10% adjustment yet. There's changes and decisions that you got to make. Well, we knew, she didn't know, but we knew it had relation to, not the only thing, but relation to us moving to Oklahoma. So we went back, finally left there, you know, and went back home, and we started praying as a family. And we're saying, God, I'm still talking about patterning yourself after God. I'm going to shut up in a minute, I think. Or maybe an hour anyway. But anyway, we're going somewhere. I said there's three things. Well, we might not get to all three things tonight, unless you're going to be here for a while. You just have to come back tomorrow. That's all I can tell you. Brother Hagin said his summers were like boxcars. He never got through with them. He just unhooked and didn't hook back up when he came. Y'all remember how he done it? And, you know, following after him real close, sometimes we get that way ourselves. We'll start off on one thing and see where you could preach for 2 or 3 hours on it, but that's just what the Holy Ghost is emphasizing. You understand that. It's God ministering to all of us and bringing life to us along this line. It's something that I hadn't planned. It's something not that I didn't prepare myself. Certainly I did. I prayed. I sought God. But I prepared myself. But I remember we got back home. And I said, honey, I said, we've already talked about it, about moving back. And of course, you know, it was a somber time. We was wondering what we're going to do, how we're going to do it. And so I said, when we get home, I said, let's just call a solemn assembly. When you call a solemn assembly, you get the dogs. If you got them, if you got a cat, get it too. We have a we got a Rottweiler locked in a Chihuahua's body. We do. We got a Rottweiler locked in a Chihuahua's body, and her name is Senorita Maria Greer. The name is bigger than the dog, but she's not scared of anything at all. She's just a little bitty Chihuahua, but she's a Rottweiler locked in a Chihuahua's body. She needs to be born again. You know what I'm talking about? She thinks she is a Rottweiler. She's not scared of anything or anybody or any dog, anything. I don't matter. You know, but anyway, we call her in. Senorita, sit. She sits down. I said, we're going to pray. Ears go like this, you know. I said, we're going to pray, and don't you be barking and disturbing us unless you bark in the Holy Ghost. Do you hear me? So I just said, sit there. I said, son, come on in here. I said, we're going to pray. We're in our family room. You look all in the great room in Georgia, but it's family room. And so we started praying. As we started praying in the Spirit and just worshiping and glorifying God, we was praying for one specific purpose. Now, this will help you. Sometimes you need to pray about one thing and one thing specifically until you get the answer, especially if it's something that's real important in your life. It's because if you don't watch it, sometimes you'll do a shotgun prayer. You know, and we used to go bird hunting, and some of the guys we went with had what they call scatter guns. That's where they saw the barrel off, and you couldn't tell where a bullet was going to go, so they just point them in the sky, and boom, 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 boom. In fact, we finally gave them the name of spray and pray shotguns. You spray the bullets in the sky and pray you get something, because it'd be a miracle if you did. It wasn't because you was a good aim. It's because you're just scattering so many bullets in the sky, you know? And so sometimes we scatter too many bullets in the sky. When you need a specific answer from God, go before Him specifically with that prayer request. Stay with it till you get it clear in your spirit. It's like I said, if it's real important to you and you want an answer to it, God will answer you. And I'll tell you what takes us time to hear. It's not that God is short. It's that we sometimes are so cluttered with everything else that we hadn't got quiet enough in our spirit to hear Him. And so we just got in there. All we was praying about, Lord, do You want us to move to Broken Arrow, Oklahoma? You want us to relocate our home and relocate our offices and everything here? Do You want us to do it? And that's all. We weren't praying about the house or where to. We were starting to know if we were supposed to do it. So while we were praying, the Holy Ghost came in like a wind. My son's 13 years old. He's filled with the Holy Ghost from the time he was three. We didn't talk him into it. One day he was sitting on our sofa there at our home, and he just burst out speaking in other tongues and laughing and crying. That was in our house, way before we moved to the house that we were in, what I'm talking about. He just sat there. We was in there worshiping God and just praying. He's over there playing with some toys and stuff. And, you know, just look at him every now and then. My wife and I was praying, and all of a sudden, he just burst out and started laughing and praying in tongues and crying tears of joy. And the Holy Ghost was in him. Well, in this room that day at 13 years old, we're praying about moving out there. All of a sudden, it was like a wind came in. I got drunk and staggered under the Holy Ghost. And I began to weep and cry. And I looked at my wife, and she was doing the same thing. And Randall, what he done is he fell backwards across an ottoman. You know, to prop your feet on. There in our family room, he fell backwards across it and grabbed his belly. And he started laughing. Then he started crying. Then he would groan. Then he would laugh. And then he would cry. Well, many of you know the story about how he had which medical science calls birth defects, and it was to do in his belly area because he's totally healed and has been for years. But his mama got concerned. You know how good mamas are. Got concerned that something's wrong with him the way he was groaning. And she come over there and says, is he all right? I said, yeah, it's the Holy Ghost on him. And so she went around praying again, and he'd laugh and cry, and he'd groan in the spirit. I mean, he was making this up. It was the Holy Ghost on him. And then she'd come over again. Is you sure he's all right? Yeah, honey, just keep praying. He's going to be right. She'd go back to praying and worshiping God and laugh, and I'd laugh, and Randall laugh. She said, you better go check on my baby now. When mama says that, check on the baby. You know what I mean? So I went over to this 13-year-old baby. Hey, I've seen babies that weighed 300 pounds and was 60 years old. I ain't lying. They somehow mama's babies from now on for some reason, but I've seen them that big, and mama hanging on to them. But I went over there and I just kind of touched him. You know, he says, I said, son, you all right? I was doing it for his mama. I said, yes, Daddy. I said, well, what is it? He said, God's in my belly. I said, what's he saying to you? He said, we got to move, Daddy. He said, we got to move. It's the plan of God. He said, you know, I was concerned about leaving my friends and everything I know here. He said, but God told me he's going to give me friends there and everything's going to be all right. So I stood up. My wife's crying. I said, honey, what do you say? She said, well, I said I'd never move, but said God told me to move. And I said, all right, I've got it too. I said, we're going to move. This is God. What are we doing? We're following the Holy Ghost. Now comes the how, when, and everything. So that was on a Thursday. So Friday, I got a Saturday morning, I got up early, about 4 o'clock in the morning. I started praying, just led to get out of bed at 4 o'clock. But I was praying and sitting up in a chair in that same room. And I was just saying, Lord, when, how, what do you want me to do? And while I'm sitting there praying, the word of the Lord came into me, and this is what he said. You will leave today and go back to Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. Your house and your office will be located east of Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, east of Ramah. And he said, you will find the place that I have for you there. So I went and told my wife. I said, honey, I know this sounds crazy. I said, but we got to load up the truck and move to Beverly. We got to go. I said, we got to go. Our house is out there. God said, do it. Remember, I'm being led of the Holy Ghost. I'm patterning myself after God, and the glory is going to be where I'm going. So we go out there. Of course, it takes us to the next day to get there, so we drove instead of flying our airplane. Drove out there because we knew we'd be looking at houses. We'd been on the internet, researched, and finally we realized we got to have a realtor to help us because we don't have time to stay out here, you know? And so, because I got other things I got to do. So anyway, to make a long story short, we found our home and our office. Our office is 6.5 miles east of Ramah. Our home's about 8.5 miles east of Ramah. Now I still got a house in Georgia, properties in Georgia. And while we was driving back, she said, honey, what are we going to do with our house? She said, most people, you know, the market's down and everything's down. She said, most people, you know, are not buying houses like ours right now with 5 acres, you know, and stuff. I said, honey, I said, everything's all right. She said, how do you know? I said, because the Lord told me to call Mr. Moon, the contractor that bought our house, and I said, he's going to buy it back from us. Oh, he is? I said, yes, he is. She said, you sure? I said, yes. She said, call him. I said, no, it ain't time yet. I just said, I didn't have an unction in my spirit. I said, I'll call him. So when we got back home, I started out on the road, and the unction came. Call him right now. I called, got his sister on the phone at the office because he was busy or something. And I started telling her, I need to talk to him. I said, I think I'm going to be moving. She said, you hold on just a minute. It wasn't long for Mike Moon, Boss Hogg, came on the phone. All right, Reverend Greer. He said, what can I do for you? I said, Mr. Moon, I just want to let you know. I said, I'm fixing to move back to where I went to Bible school back years ago, and I'm relocating, and I'm selling my house, and I thought you might be interested in it. He said, I sure am. He said, you want me to come over there right now? I said, no, sir, I'm out on the road preaching. I said, I'm going to be home Saturday. He said, I'll be at your house 10 o'clock Saturday morning. He gave me the asking price. I asked for my house, signed the contract, and I had to move so fast, it'd make your head spin, as we say in the country. But see, if I hadn't listened to the Lord 6 years earlier, we would have been stuck almost in the house. God knows your future. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm here to tell you the glory of God is in, number one, pattern yourself after God. Learn to be led of the Holy Spirit, because where the Holy Spirit is moving, I'll guarantee you He's going to work in your life. Be specific in your prayer life. When you've got a specific need, a special need, a pressing need, don't pray for Russia, China, Czechoslovakia, and everything in the world. Get serious about that one need and be specific and pray, and God will show up. And listen, He'll give you the answer. It may take you a little while to hear, but God is trying to communicate to you an answer. He wants you to live in God's glory. So in order to, for the sake of time, we'll just have to unhook tonight. And for the rest of the story, you'll have to either get the CDs or tapes or come back tomorrow. That's all I can tell you. Don't make me come hunting you either. But I'm here to tell you, was you encouraged tonight? Yes. Was you edified tonight? Why? Because the Holy Ghost talked to us and showed us some things. Encouraged. I even encouraged myself. My Lord, it makes me want to go pray. I don't know about you. Makes me want to seek God, because I know that He'll show up in our behalf. But I know that God has a plan for all of us, and He wants us to live in His glory. Living in the glory, number one, is pattern yourself after God by learning, A, under that, to be led of the Holy Spirit. Because He'll lead you into places that in the natural mind, it don't look like where you should go. For instance, we bought that house. It seemed like that we shouldn't buy. But in the end, if we had not bought that house, and by the way, that one house increased over 1,500% in value. 1,500% in value of what I paid for it when I sold it. Woo! Excuse me. Woo! Woo! But if I'd have bought the other house, you know what it went down? It went down in value. But because I bought that one, it increased in value. But I didn't know that. It wasn't because I was the big businessman. It was I was just following the Holy Ghost, blindly stumbling along, just saying, this is what God said do. I didn't realize at the end that we was going to need all that extra equity, money, not only to buy another house, but relocate my offices. It cost me almost $100,000 to move and relocate from, and I ain't talking about buying a house or nothing, from Columbus, Georgia to Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. I had to get everything changed, everything, new equipment, just all kind of stuff for our office, get another office, just all kind of stuff. But do you know, God already knew all that. God got us ready for that. Follow the Spirit of God. Pattern yourself after God. God will put you in the place you need to be in. Go after God with everything in you, because He's got a plan. What was the title of our sermon tonight? Three things. How many things have you got? What? One and a half. We got one and a half. My sister's giving me a little credit. I got one and a half. One and a little bit there. What, sir? 1.1. Our brother right here says 1.1. Yeah. But above all that, you was ministered to, I was ministered to by the Holy Ghost. Life came. It made me aware, it made you aware that God can lead you to where the glory's at for you in your life every time. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you.
Thank you for joining us for the Word and Spirit podcast. I just want to take a moment to tell you about two of Reverend Greer's products available on our website. First is his personal testimony, Escape from Hell, which details the events that led up to him miraculously being released from prison, receiving a full pardon with the right to own a firearm, and stepping into his calling of God. This is available as a book, CD, or DVD format. Second is Reverend Greer's second book, How to Change Your Life. This book will show you how to bring permanent change in your life through the power of God. And once you've changed, change will bring success. These products, as well as many more, can be found on our online store at www.randallgreer.org or by writing us at Randall Greer Ministries, P.O. Box 140516, Broken Arrow, Oklahoma 74014. Thanks for joining us for the Word and Spirit podcast with Reverend Randall Greer. Join us here next time as Reverend Greer brings forth the Word of God in Word and Spirit. And remember, God is with us.